Nothing is impossible, I say. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the thought for today. There is nothing that is impossible. Oh, we like to think things are impossible. We like to make ourselves unhappy over the fact that we can't do all the things we want to do. And what we do is we just lie to ourselves. We lie. And it's such a strange and unfortunate thing that we do that. Now, why would I say we lie to ourselves? You say you would like to be healthy. And then you go around telling everybody about your illnesses. You say you'd like to be healthy. And you go around telling everybody, I had my appendix out, and see my scar, and I had this here, and I had that. And you'd like to be healthy. And you read up all the magazines and all the articles about ill health. Not about good health. Not a prevention magazine, but an illness magazine. And so you wonder why you're not experiencing perfect health. Well, you'll never experience perfect health if you think about ill health. It just is the way it works. When I go in and talk to Irene, remember, who was dying of cancer, and I said, Irene, are you willing to tell the doctor that it's a misdiagnosis and you're whole and perfect and you've changed your mind, you don't want to die, you want to live? And she said, okay. And she did it with enthusiasm. And she lived. Now, that's only one of many illustrations that you have like that. But we can move from colds to wholeness. We can move from everything else under the sun to wholeness if we wish. But how? By having wholeness be our 100% thought. The only thought we think is wholeness. I told you the story about the woman. She had five kids, and they were all sick, and she was taking care of them. And she was just busy night and day taking care of them, wearing herself to a frazzle. And the neighbor says, how come you don't get an illness? You know, you're putting in so much time and so forth. And the mother, what'd she say?
I have no time.
I don't have time for that. I have no time to be sick. And was that true?
Yeah.
Is that what she said? And is that what she experienced? Now, what happens usually when everybody is well? You give a deep sigh, and then you start thinking about the illnesses. You don't think about the fact that your kids are all well now, but they don't need you anymore. You don't have to sit up with them. You don't have to make them chicken soup and stuff like that. And so then you start feeling run down. You see, the time to get your engine in gear is when your engine is in gear by you, not by somebody else. Because it's so easy to need to be there and be needed and put yourself in gear to be needed. And a father is needed by his family, or a mother is needed by her family. And then when the family is grown and gone and left the nest, oh dear, nobody calls on me, nobody needs me, well, there's plenty of volunteer organizations she could go to and work with and be needed if that's all she needed. But she doesn't know that's what she needs. She is so thankful the kids are all out of the house, and she just wishes that they were still 8 and 10 years old. She still wishes that. But you see, this is what we do. And subtly we do that. Unconsciously we do that. And we think about the negative, and we experience it. Remember our song? You got to accentuate the positive, eliminate the negative, accentuate the positive, and don't mess with Mr. In-Between. And Mr. In-Between is the negative. Mr. In-Between is the illness. Mr. In-Between is not fulfilling your goal for yourself, your dream for yourself. Now, what is your dream for yourself? And it cannot be what somebody else is doing. I want to be beautiful, young, and sparkly like Anita. She is so fantastic. I want to be beautiful, young, and sparkly like Anita. She's so full of life and so full of everything. No, you don't. You want to be beautiful, young, and sparkly like yourself. I don't want to be a Herb Byerly Anita, wouldn't I look silly? I want to be me. I want to be me in all my glory and all my wonder and all my magic. Now, when I look at Ingeborg over here, do I look at someone who, and I say, I want to be like her? No, I don't want to be like her. She has a frown on her face. Now, Ingeborg, show me a smile. That's the kind of girl I want to be like, you know. That's the kind of person I want to be like, a smiley face. And Sylvia, do you have any smiles to share?
Yes.
Sylvia can't wait to get my stuff on her computer. She just loves working on her computer, and she likes taking everything that I'm doing on her computer and making it better and better and better. And do you think I complain?
No.
You think I'm jealous?
No.
You think I don't want you to do it, I want to do it myself. Hey, I created you to do it myself. Go right ahead. Go right ahead and enjoy. Right, Ingeborg?
Yes.
Right. Right, Ellen?
Yes.
Right. How do you bring health into your world?
By thinking health.
It's already there. And by always realizing that it's already there. I'm already whole and perfect. I'm already. This is the reality. We are not creating something new because you can't. We are revealing that which is already there. What are you revealing, Ellen?
My wholeness and perfection.
The original purity and integrity. And what are you revealing, Ingeborg?
I reveal original purity and perfection.
And you, Sylvia, what do you reveal?
I reveal the ideal spirit, mind, and body.
These kids learn so fast, don't they? They leave the my out of there, because the my is not always as good as you want it to be. Because when you think of my hat, you think it doesn't quite fit right. I got to move it back. When it's the hat, the perfect hat, you slap it on your head and it's perfect. In the right place, in the right way, in the, you know, and when you go to the clothing store, like Stefan, you know, Stefan is such a miserable person. He goes to the clothing store and he grabs something from the rack, and accidentally, it's the perfect size, it's the perfect fit, it's the perfect, and it's perfect color and perfect blend, and he wears it and he looks just great. Then he goes home and he grabs some old work clothes, some old beat up work clothes. And he puts it on, and they're perfectly matched. Not by his choice, but by his nature. That's what he calls forth. And so then he goes to work, and does he get any dirt on his work? I mean, any dirt on his clothes? Well, on my clothes he did. I loaned him my tennis shorts, and he painted in them over at a mobile home. And when he painted, he got that red paint all over my shorts, and they're beautiful shorts. I can't wear them anymore, and since they're still hanging in my closet, moths have eaten holes in them and everything else, but not where the paint is. You know, if he were smart, he would have painted the whole pair of trousers. But no, anything he does great, and anything you do great, because you're putting that cause in motion of your wholeness, your perfection, your right action, your peace, your truth, whatever it is. But don't think about the red aardvark.
Yeah.
Because you're going to think about a red aardvark, that's what you're going to talk about. And if you are talking about something else, and I say, red aardvark, you see it? Hey, we're talking about peanuts here, and I'm going to talk about aardvarks, you know. Mm-hmm. And so we get back to our subject. We want to always be one-pointed. And when we are, magic takes place in our life. And when magic takes place in our life, then what happens? Then we are the winner, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Remember that.
Thank you.
Put the right cause in motion, and you get the right effect in your life. And when you have the right effect in your life, you got everything going for you. And that's all that matters.
Thank you.
And that's all that I care about.
Yeah.
And that's all that you care about.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all that is. So, I love you.
Love you.
I love you.
Love you.
I love you.
I love you.